I would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land in which this podcast is being recorded, the Gunai Kurnai Nation. I pay my respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, especially those listening here today. Welcome to Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone, a lifestyle podcast that focuses on the outside of our zones as well as the inside of our homes. I'm your host, Alyssa Sutherland, designer, entrepreneur, self-development enthusiast, and your ultimate hype up sis. Come with me as I take you on an empowered and inspiring journey to build the life of your dreams. This is your safe space where you are supported, you are guided, and you know that you are more than capable of achieving everything you have always desired. So get comfortable with being uncomfortable, settle in for the ride. This is your life, and it's time to claim it. Hello, 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 hello. Welcome back to Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone. Very, very happy to have you here, my darlings. How is everything going? Well, let me think about today's episode. Is the day we have plunged down at the lake's entrance, Main Beach, with the Cold Nips crew. We did a podcast with them last week all about the mission behind Cold Nips, the mission behind and the vision behind their 100 dips in 100 days. Totally recommend you go and listen to last week's ep and also check them out. You might not be a local to East Gippsland or to Victoria even, but if you are based in Melbourne or in South Australia or Western Australia, stay tuned, hop over onto their page to see if there is a dip happening at your local beach. They have already done all of Queensland and New South Wales, so they are almost halfway through. So very, very, very stoked that we got to have them come to Lakes and have them on the podcast last week. And this topic that we're talking about today kind of correlates to last week and in a way of the things that you do out of, I guess, not even out of recognition, but out of just simply showing up and simply the things you do out of kindness and out of the goodness of your own heart and your reputation that you put on the line every single day showing up for your business or your brand or your mission or whatever it is that you're working for. And I constantly say, you have to show up, you have to put yourself out there, you have to do all these things, and that's all true, good and well. But there is a huge element that I've probably never dived into. And my mum sent me a reel from the guy who has a Diary of a CEO podcast. And he talks about this in an interview. And it's about how we have an invisible PR, an invisible reputation, an invisible, like I wanted to say the word invisible string theory, but it's not exactly that. It's the front we have on when we're not, I guess, quote unquote, clocked on to be in the position of putting ourselves in our CEO role or in our business role or whatever it might be. And I've thought about this before I even started my business. And it honestly isn't too deep if you are a genuine person who has a kind heart and goes out into the big wide world with nothing but kindness and joy and goodness, and you're a lovely person who, you know, compliments people and smiles at strangers and does all the right things, you have nothing to worry about. In this podcast episode, you're just going to be like, okay, like, doesn't everyone just do this? But if you're someone who you might even just have a bit of a resting bitch face, or you might not be super approachable, or you might not be very confident, you might be quite shy, you might be quite like uneducated, and not like have very strong social skills, this episode is not targeted at you, but it is here to sort of give you a little bit of insight to the way you position yourself in public. I often see, I follow Cleanse & Co. on Instagram, and they post like a weekly zodiac reading, and they often have this one about, you know, your public image, or I've seen this on other astrological like posts during the seasonal changes of like the weeks or the new moons and things like that. And sometimes your sign might have this focus around your public image. And whenever it comes up for me, I'm always just like, okay, what do I need to focus on? Like, something's going to happen this week that I'm going to be in the public eye, and not as like you're going to be on the news or you're like some, you know, multimillionaire entrepreneur CEO that's like going to pop off on TikTok. Like, you just, there might be something that comes up throughout the week where you're going to be noticed, and you want to be noticed and recognized and respected in the best way, not the worst way. So that's kind of what we're going to talk about today. This whole theory of being this invisible reputation that you have. And this isn't just for like people who have a business. Ultimately, it's very much focused on that. But everyone at the end of the day has an invisible reputation. The way you carry yourself as a human and you show up in the world, people make a judgment about you instantly when they look at you, when they talk to you. You know, we give off first impressions everywhere we go without even trying, without even realizing. And a lot of people put a lot of energy into how they present themselves and put a facade on. So I want to just make it clear that this isn't about putting up a facade, putting up a shield or a mask to be someone who you think you should be. That's not at all what this episode is trying to convey. So I just want to say that to start. Don't think of it like that. If you feel like you might have to do a little bit of fake confidence to gain real confidence, then I understand that part. But this is about operating authentically and just being conscious of who you are when you're not necessarily clocked on. It's like when you go, it's like throwback to school days. And I don't know if this is just what life is like going to a private school or whatever, but you know, they used to say to us, like, you have to wear your blazer down the street. You're representing the school. If you're in your school uniform after school or before school, you have to look like you're wearing your uniform with pride and all that bullshit. Well, that's exactly what this is. It's like someone is in your ear just reminding you that what you show up as in the real world outside of what you are supposedly showing up in most of the time, it still matters, it still counts, and people will pay attention to you, even if you don't think they will. So, I've said in episodes before, especially like there would have been an episode way back when about networking your way into rooms you wish to be in. Networking happens most of the time when you are not at work. Like, it's about going to events. It's about just socializing in general, in the coffee shop, at the pub, wherever you go. So this invisible reputation starts when you show up in environments where everyone is more relaxed, including yourself. And it's important to, I guess, always be constantly thinking about the energy you're showing up in and the things you're saying, the way you're presenting yourself. And I used to not really worry too much when I was younger, and I would go out and I would have a good time. Like, I've never been super wild or anything. I've never done anything that I regret or that I can remember. Actually, I can, but that's besides the point. I was young and we all have done that. But it was a reminder, like, now I'm looking back at that moment and being like, okay, when in a work situation, you need to show up a bit more professionally. Don't just make use of the free champagne all night. Like, you're at work and you're at a work event, and it haunts me to this day. I have anxiety just thinking about this particular awards night I went to. But sometimes you've got to make a mistake to know how to show up in the future. And this is a great example with this episode, is like, you will be remembered for your last fuck up, and you will be remembered the way people meet you from the first time as well. So key notes here, you're going to always be remembered. So be careful with the way you show up. So let's think about, for example, I've already sort of dropped the hint now about drinking and going out and socializing. You're allowed to socialize. You're allowed to have a life outside of work, you know, and your family and your friends. Like, we're all going to have times where we want to just go out and have a few drinks and have a good time, and you don't want to think about work and you don't want to think about your business and things like that. It drops away. However, pretty much every and any time I go out for a drink, especially in my local area, I will see at least one person that is somewhat a work connection, whether that's someone who is a potential client, a past client, has been a lead of mine, who follows me on Instagram, who was a client at my old job, or, you know, like, there's always someone, I will always see someone, I'm like, I know who they are and they know who I am. And especially in a local area, in a small town, things like that, it's probably more often more than just one person. So whilst I'm out drinking, having a good time, even with it's just with my family or whatever, I have to be super mindful of who I am showing up as in that environment, because I'm a recognizable person. And I know that, like, you're probably thinking, oh, chill, like, no one's really thinking that deeply about it. That's fine. They probably aren't, because behavior is normal. But in the circumstance that they might have seen me misbehaving or being a bit out there, a bit crazy or a bit drunk, or just not being polite, not being friendly, not saying hello, not smiling, not engaging, then they're obviously going to make a pretty quick assumption, or they're going to have a bit of a reputation that they're going to perceive about me, which can then be communicated on to other people. And that's where your word of mouth journey, especially as a business owner, is critical, because word of mouth is how you gain a lot of clients and inquiries and, you know, knowledge of who you are. And you don't want word of mouth to be coming from a negative point of view. So carrying yourself as respectably as you can when you are going out and living your free life, as you should, is something that has come into play in my mind in the last few years. And I don't want to say it like it's a chore. Like, I have to behave when I'm out, because you never know who might see me. But it's like, okay, maybe this is just maturing and being an adult also. But it's just something that's got to start being in the back of your head if you want to take yourself seriously and you want to always be, like, open for validating and people acknowledging you and people making assumptions about you. Like, when you're a public person, you are going to have people make up their mind about you pretty quickly. If they like you, if they don't like you, whatever. And especially, like, having an Instagram community and people following you, when they see you in person for what might be the first time for them, whether they feel comfortable to, like, talk to you or not, or if it's just like they recognize you and think, oh, that's such and such, you don't know. Like, I don't know. There's people that I know for a fact have noticed me and have then messaged me and said, I saw you today. And it's like I'm a bloody celebrity. And all I have to think about is, wow, there's people out there who recognize me when I don't know who they are. So that means, like, I have to always be exactly who I pretend, or not pretend, but who I portray myself to be. You know what I mean? Like, it's like you can't clock off. And this is why, 100% why, I say until I'm blue in the face, why it's so important to show up authentically, especially on social media, because that is where you then convert into a real form when you do have clients and you meet people in real life. You want them to be like, oh my God, I feel like I just know you already, and I feel like I love you and I vibe with you, because you're the same person in real life as you are on Instagram, and that's what we want. Like, that's easy. Then you'll never have to pretend and be conscious of this front you're putting up. You know what I mean? So that's just my advice all the time. It's just be authentic. And at the end of the day, you're not worried when you see someone in person, because you don't have to quickly put your mask on, you know, like, it's just who you are. So it makes it a lot easier. So if this is your sign to start being a bit more authentic on your social media so that when people see you in real life, they're not confused or you're not having to change who you are, then that's maybe what you need to take away. But most importantly, it's about just almost having a bit of hypervigilance. Like, okay, I'm leaving the house. Who am I showing up in the world as today? And keeping that at your forefront of your mind or somewhere in the back, but as long as it's there, to just show up as professionally, as positively, as I guess who you want to try and be or who you are, so that you're not ever mistaken or criticized or caught out behaving otherwise. And the story that this CEO, Diary of a CEO podcast guy talks about is he was once on a flight, he saw this guy, this major celebrity, and he walked up to him on the flight to ask him a question. Before he could even get the words out, the guy said to him, not now, like, I don't have time for this. So he was like, oh shit. So he walked back to his seat and just like sunk into his seat, and he had to message his team of like 400 people who he had said, oh my God, such and such is on my flight. He had to go back and text 400 people and say, awkward, like he wasn't in the mood, like I couldn't ask him that question. That's now converted 400 people who will then tell another 400 people what this guy is like in real life. And, you know, word, obviously this podcast, Diary of a CEO, is huge. So it got out, and this guy who was on the plane, you know, ended up messaging him and apologizing and saying like, I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, it's his reputation. He's in, like, he just, you know, got caught out in a moment of, okay, yeah, who knows what's going on in his personal life. But like, at the end of the day, there's no harm in kindness. Kindness is free. And of course, it's nice to feel respected and, yeah. When you're just living life as a normal person, you don't really want to be dealing with other things. So it's understandable, but there's no harm in just being like, sorry, like I'm not really interested in answering your question why I'm on a flight. Anyway, people get too famous sometimes, right? So that's just an insight. Like, you never know who's finding out or who knows who you are and who's experiencing or being exposed to a part of you that you're like probably not 100% confident people talking about you like that. And to be honest, like when you also own a business and you deal with client, like for me, I'm just gonna put it into my own perspective. For me, I'm a service-based business, so I obviously deal with clients who are other business owners. So like whether they're I'm doing like a brand or website or interior design fit out for a space, whatever it is, like a lot of the time I'm dealing with another person who has their own business. And the thing I find so very interesting is how they show up professionally or lack thereof within their business to communicate with another business person, to just either the way they communicate, the way they pay you, the way they treat you. I find it very reflective on how they operate as a business owner. And let me be real, some people honestly should not own a business if that is the way they treat other people, because it's just so not professional. And I think I'm not professional sometimes, but at the end of the day, I'm just a chill, real person. Like, I have communication skills and I have professional skills. These people, I'm just like, what the hell? Like, and when you're another business owner, me finding out what these people, finding their true colors, I guess, because at the end of the day, they're not even hiding them. This is just reality. I'm very much aware of this is the way you communicate. This is the way you treat someone else. And like, you know, I'm a business owner, but I'm also a person. Like, we're all just people at the end of the day. We're real persons who have real lives aside from our business. Like, we have bills to pay as well, and we have a family and we have friends and we have a life. We're not just here, and you're not our only client also. So yeah, at the end of the day, it's very interesting. And I'm the first person to, like, I can't lie. And when someone has like ever brought up a particular like person or business to me, I like, you can read it all over my face. I'm just like, I wouldn't go into business with them if I was you. I wouldn't take them on as a client. I wouldn't deal with them. I wouldn't use their product. Like, I'm just saving the next person from having to deal with what I dealt with. You know what I mean? I'm not going to openly walk around and say, nobody should do business with this person. Nobody should buy this person's products because they did this to me. No, not stupid. I've got no time. Bigger fish to fry. Come on. We know what I'm like. But if someone was to say, hey, like, I noticed you did such and such's website, and they've come to me to ask me to design them a sign for their stall. Like, what were they like as a client? If someone was to genuinely ask me the question, I'd be very fucking honest about what they were like as a client. Okay, so that's just what I'm saying. Like, you've got to be careful the way you treat people, or be a bit aware of the way you communicate as a business owner specifically to another, because the word will get out about your reputation, the way you actually operate. And it's a really quick way to burn bridges rather than build them. In business, all you want to do is collaborate and build bridges, because you want to have a network, you want to have connections, you want to get as much work and as much exposure as possible. So burning the bridge with the person that was going to help you get there is the first step, not what not to do. And lacking communication, and especially lacking professionalism with payment is, like, I'm not at all attacking anyone when I say this, because, like, it happens all the time. Everyone I know experiences it, and it's just business. Like, at the end of the day, it's just a part of business. Like, you have to get used to it, and I'm used to it, and it's fine, and I'm happy to work with people about it. But it's like using Afterpay. Like, if I can't afford something, I don't go and put it on Afterpay, because I'm like, no, if I can't buy it now, I'm not buying it at all. And that's not to say, like, about payment installments and payment plans. Like, that's an option for everyone everywhere these days. That's totally normal to use those sorts of resources. If you're dealing with something in your business and you're making an investment in your business, and you've had this conversation about, you get a quote, you know how much everything's going to cost, and you don't put aside the funds, or you don't save the funds to invest that into your business and pay for the services that you've outsourced, then I'm sorry, but that's your fault. And if you're waiting for such and such to pay this or pay that, or you're in the same position, then yeah, that's, again, your fault. So I think it's a really hard thing to deal with when it comes to money and stuff, but it's a really quick way, again, to get a reputation about if you're good at paying or not, because I've worked in a major company where that was a major topic of conversation, and people talk about you, especially about your money, all the time. Finances are such a big point of conversation, and we're raised in a generation where talking about money is bad and whatever, and I'm all about money mindset and reading all about it and whatever. Like, it's great, but it's something people will talk about, and no one knows the ins and outs of your actual life. So, like, don't take it personally into heart, but it doesn't matter what anyone else says or does or thinks. But I'm just saying, when it comes to business, your values that you portray specifically with your clients and your other businesses that you're connecting with go a long way, and speak very much truth of you and the way you operate a business and your own personal core values. If there is a mismatch, if there is a misalignment, if there is harm done by either party, it will not just stay between you two. As much as it's about confidentiality and all that stuff, trust me, people talk. And it's important that you don't have your blinkers on when you're dealing with people, because, like, at the end of the day, you need to sort of, like, cut things off before they get too far anyway, and then you're not having those situations pop up. But yeah, like I said, it's important not to worry about what people are thinking about you, obviously, but at the same time, it is not what you know, it is who you know at the end of the day. And it is about building connections and finding those like-minded connections and building on them. And that whole thing about, I say it all the time, collaboration happens at the top, competition happens at the bottom. And really, one of my friends said to me the other day, maybe people want to collaborate with you because they know you're at the top and they're not. And I was like, don't build my ego, girl. But somewhat true, because not long after, it doesn't end well, you know. So maybe I've got my blinkers on sometimes too. Anyway, furthermore about this whole proposition of your invisible reality and your invisible reputation, again, it comes down to, like, always focusing on, like, I say this all the time, it's always business in my head now. And this is now diverting into, like, how you want to take yourself seriously, how you want to put yourself out there. And you've got to have this undeniable confidence, like, unapologetically, you've got to be yourself, and you've got to be your biggest fan. And, you know, I was working for a company recently, and I just watched my boss just sell anyone this product, like, absolutely anyone. I was like, this woman is what I used to say, I was like, the devil works hard, but she works harder. And like, if you're not that serious about your product or your brand or your business or your service, whatever it is, like, it shows. And when you are dead hardcore serious about it, people know. And it's not about shoving something down someone's throat, but it's about like just ultimately being so brave and confident in showing up for you and for your business that you become a recognizable identity for that, and your brand specifically does as well. But I, inspired by that, like, I've always been so confident to tell people what I do and what my business is and what my brand is, and that's what's opened so many doors for me, because I'm not afraid to like say it, what it is, or make it sound better than what it is, or whatever it is. Like, before I even really started it, I was going around telling people that I did it, you know, like when I was about to take it on full time. So it's something you've just got to really bring into reality by talking it and putting yourself out there. And like I've said in other episodes, so like I would talk to guys at the pub and I'd tell them what I do. And, you know, like, it's, you've got to not be afraid to be yourself and to really show up for yourself and take your business cards to places and dish those babies out. Like, you've got to, you know, that's how you get to where you get to. And I love when I've made a work connection or inquiry on a night out or at an event or somewhere along the line, because I've not been afraid to just put myself out there and put myself in a position to gain a network or gain a client opportunity. And even if it's not with that person that I've might have met, but they might know someone who knows someone and who wants this or wants that. Like, it's all about awareness. And if you're, like I'm saying, this whole thing about this clocking off, like, no, you don't. Like I say, like I did an episode about, like, you know, don't live just to work, like you've got to work to live, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm contradicting myself, but it's more so like, if you own a business, you get it. It's on your brain 24/7. But if you want to take yourself to the level of, like, especially when you're starting out, of gaining as much as you can, getting your message out there, getting your brand out there, you have to talk about it on the moments that you're clocked off. You have to talk about it to your barista. You have to talk about it at the pub to a stranger, on a dating app, like, I don't know, at a freaking conference, on the phone to someone, talking to a stranger in a shop. Like, everywhere you go is a connection. And I think also for me, it's like there's been little moments where I've just known I just need to sort of talk about myself and just share this little, like, spiel with someone, and it's that moment that it just sort of flows out that I'm like, done, connection. And I obviously ask a lot of my clients where they find me, and a lot of them, yeah, follow me on Instagram or find me my website, but obviously at the end of the day they're being referred to me by somebody else. And I love finding out who, because it might not always be necessarily another client. It might be someone who follows me on Instagram or someone who just knows me because I worked with this person or that person. But the thing is, that's your invisible reputation. There are people talking about you who haven't used you, who don't really know you, but they're referring you on to other people. And I think that is the craziest and coolest thing, the way people are talking about you when you have no idea who they are, what they mean, or how they know about you. And like, recently I was talking to a client about, you know, we were trying to figure out how she found out about me and who it was, and I was like, oh, let's see if she follows me on Instagram. And then we found out who it was, and I just thought it was like so crazy. And like, there were so many other crazy connections with that client, but like, that was just the reminder for me that you have all of these flies on the wall. It's my favorite saying. And you're showing up every day for those flies, baby. Like, you're showing up, showing those flies. They're there for the entertainment. They're there without you knowing. They're just ticking away, flapping their wings. They're like, I'm watching you. I'm watching you, Wazowski. Oh my God, I haven't watched Monsters, Inc. in like 10 decades. So yeah, You get it. You get the picture. You get what I'm saying. People are watching. People are talking. Remember who you are. Even when you are not clocked on, people are still paying very close attention.